Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Christmas tree growers are reporting that 2019 has been the best year they've had in decades. Part of that is tight supply, but it also happens that millennials, who account for a quarter of the population here in the U.S., are really into Christmas trees. For more on that, we have with us Chow Landgren, a Christmas tree specialist at Oregon State University. Chow also grows Christmas trees on a five-acre farm. Welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you.
Why has this year been such a good year for Christmas tree growers?
Well, it's been a good year partly because we've had a number of very bad years. So to give you an example, in Oregon at least is down to about 366 licensed Christmas tree growers. In 2006, we had almost 800 growers producing almost 7 million trees. And my guess this year is we're down to producing about 4.5 million trees with a lot fewer growers. So those, it's been a hard time for the growers that were kind of forced out of the business because of oversupply. But now that we're in a position of a tighter supply, prices are up and growers are very, very pleased with the way this year has been working out.
You mentioned that year, 2006, something I learned a few years ago when visiting some Christmas tree farms in Oregon is that it can take as many as 10 years for a Christmas tree to grow. So many of those trees we're seeing today were first planted 10 years ago, right after the Great Recession. Does that really factor into the supply we're seeing this year?
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, that kind of depression era, even though a lot of people still bought Christmas trees, is one that happened to coincide with overproduction years. And like a lot of ag products, Christmas trees are cyclical, and they're on the 7 to 9 year cycle. And supply right now is low, but prices are up, and growers are, the ones that are still growing trees out here are pleased.
What about climate change? We know in Oregon, where you are, the last few summers have been really hot and dry. On the other hand, there are Christmas tree farmers in Missouri who got their entire crop wiped out this year by floods.
Good question. You know, and in Oregon, 2019 was a good year to grow trees. And we're talking about seedlings now that were planted in 2019. We had a good survival. But 2015, 17, and 18, we had incredibly dry, hot summers. And growers, particularly, again, that were planting noble fir, lost, you know, some of them lost their entire crop in those years. And it was hard to get seedlings because people were trying to back up 2 or 3 years worth of seedling loss. So we're going to see, I think, another dip in production here in about 6 years because of that loss of noble fir plantings.
Mm. I'm thinking about those who also work on those farms. I hear that you hire high school kids to work on your farm.
On our farm, which is just a tiny little blip in the industry, we hired high school kids during Thanksgiving break. But for most of the bigger farms and most of the farms throughout the U.S., we're using largely migrant Hispanic labor. And it's always been a problem to get labor, but that's getting tighter and tighter.
Mm. You know, a lot of us are more conscious about where our goods come from. Is there anything consumers can do to make sure they're getting their tree from a responsible farm?
I would just have the consumers look at what the farm looks like. The less you have to drive to a farm, the less you're going to have as in terms of a carbon footprint to get your tree. So it's just an individual looking at where they're going, if they're going to a U-cut farm anyway.
Yeah. You know, I know you have a personal bias on this, but when it comes to being better for the environment, we often talk about real versus artificial trees. What's better for the environment? Should we have a fake one or a real one?
Well, I am biased, so yeah. I would say the real tree is going to be the better one for the environment. I mean, the artificial tree industry did a study where they looked at a narrow set of variables. And, you know, from their study, you know, if you kept the artificial tree for something like 5 to 8 years, there's less carbon with the artificial tree. But, you know, the real tree is totally recyclable. It also is a viable non-irrigated crop that sustains, you know, rural economies in areas where there's not a lot of economic activity. So my bias is towards the real tree.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with us. That's Shao Landgren. He is a Christmas tree specialist at Oregon State University and a tree farmer himself. Thank you and happy holidays.
Oh, same to you. Thank you.